Bob Marley, a Jamaican icon.
The Jenkins are in front of the Bob Marley Museum in Kingston, and they are looking at Bob Marley's statue.
Hey, what do you know about Bob Marley?
Well, he was a Jamaican singer, wasn't he?
Yes, he was, and he used to play reggae. I heard that a lot of songs he wrote were international hits.
And do you know when he was famous?
I remember seeing videos of his concert, and they were a shot in colour. So I would say Bob Marley was popular in the 1970s.
1970s? Dad, Mum, this is the decade when both of you were born, isn't it?
It is, Tom. And Rosie, you are right too.
Well done, kids. But how well do you know Bob Marley? Do you know that he had lived in this building before it became a museum?
Yes, we do, Mum. But you don't seem to know that before living in Kingston, he had grown up in the countryside, in a small village in the mountains, do you?
No, I don't. I thought he had always lived in Kingston.
If you know so much about him, have you heard that before playing music, he had listened to a lot of R&B artists?
Yes, we have, and we also know that before becoming a reggae musician, he had played ska and rock steady. Plus, we have been told that he had worked in a factory in Detroit, Michigan, before being famous, and that before having a solo career, he had played in a band called The Wailers with Peter Tosh and Bunny something.
Bunny Livingston! Wow! We are very impressed. By the way, all this knowledge has to do with Mr. Jackson, the National Museum Jamaica guide, doesn't it?
Yes, it does, Mum. He knows so much about Jamaica that we couldn't help asking him about Bob Marley.
Well, I guess you're ready to be our museum guys then, aren't you?
Yes, we are, Dad. It all depends on the tip now.